Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and we are broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Wonderful day, pretty sunny, overcast day, and so we're glad to be in it, glad to be alive, and just thankful for another wonderful Sunday, another wonderful weekend. So glad that you're able to join us and participate, boy. We have an exciting message for you today, and it's going to be quite outstanding. Now, what I want you guys to do today, I want you to go get a piece of paper and a pen, because the minister of the day is going to give you some information at the end of the show that's going to really be valuable for you to be able to remember. So grab your pen, grab you some paper, because we're getting ready to you're going to get a little education today, and you're going to get some information that's going to be very important for you to be able to have. So grab your pen and go ahead and do what you need to do so we can get started. So we'll just have that information already ready, so you don't have to wait to the end of the show and try to scramble to get a pen when she gives you the information that you need to have. I know sometimes you don't have a pen and paper close by you, but I want you to go get it, because this information is going to be provided for you today. It's going to be ultimate and important, okay? So I need you to do that. And like I said, we have an exciting show. I have a special guest minister. And I guess she's special guest. She's special guest to me. And she's me, but she does the Wednesday show too. So, but she don't usually do the Sunday show. She did it last month. But we got such good response for her from doing the last Sunday show. I decided to bring her back on today so she can give you the message that we need to have presented to you today. Minister Jo Parrison out of New Jersey, and she's going to give you a real informative message. Her message today is called Our Authentic Self and Alert Self. She started part of it on Wednesday, and there was so much content to it that she decided to expand on that, because it's a very important message. And Minister Pearson is a very special person in herself. Minister Pearson holds a master's degree in metaphysical ministry from the University of Sedona, which is the spiritual capital of the United States. And she's got her ministry from that university, which is very profound. I also am licensed there myself. And also she's on the board of the Edgar Casey Foundation, and that's a really authentic, good organization for all of you who may know about Edgar Casey, who is a pioneer in the metaphysical and new thought movement. So she's on the board of directors, and that's not a position that someone just automatically gets. She earned that, and we're proud of her for having that association. And she is also a intuitive spiritualist and a medium. And we hopefully maybe today she may tell us a little bit about what we can expect for this year, and what if she had the time to do that. I know she has a full program and she may be able to do it. But anyway, she's going to give you the information of how to reach out and get in contact with her if you have need of her services. And it's always good to have a little insight about what's going on in your life. So that's why I need you to be prepared to take down the information that that she has. So I'm going to open up with a prayer, and then the next voice you hear is going to be Minister Jo Parrison to give you the message for the day. Okay, guys, I don't know how timing will win up. If we have a few seconds or so at the end, I'll come in. Other than that, I will see you on Monday morning at 7:30 for the Morning Inspiration Show. Okay, it's going to be really a wonderful show. We're doing a show on discipline and persistence is equal to success. Discipline and persistence is equivalent to success. So you don't want to miss tomorrow morning show. But anyway, let's do prayer. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for such wonderful, wonderful day. We just open our hearts and minds and allow you to be able to give us a message for the day, and to be able to come and with understanding and consciousness of who and whom we are and how we are connected to you, the source. We're connected to you through our I Am presence that's within us, and we ask you that for that blessing, and thank you for allowing us to be part of that universal God energy that is circulating all the time, 24/7. There's always the God energy flowing in our lives. And so we just give thanks this morning, and we're thankful for that we made it another week. We're thankful for every second of the day that we have. We know that God is not your grace. We would not be here today. And we thank you for blowing breath into our bodies this morning just to wake us up so we can get started with what we need to do. We thank you, God, for all that it is. We thank you, God, for the divine protection of these total physical bodies we have, these temples that we have. We pray that each cell and each organ in our bodies will be perfected and go back to its normal state of homeostasis perfection inside of each one of us, that we will be aligned in our physical bodies, because we understand we need these temples to order to do our spiritual work. So we said, so this morning we're calling in all the ascended masters, Archangel Michael, Raphael, Saint Germain, Cosmic Christ, Mother Mary, all those beings that come in and help us and assist us with this program to help bring forth the message of today. So we thank you for your support, and thank you for all that you do. We pray so much for those beloved ones who are serving on the front line with the COVID virus. I always give special thanks and gratitude for those people and put them in divine protection and wrap them in your white light of healing and energy so they will be able to do their job, to be well. And we pray for all the people who are suffering from any type of dis-ease, that they will be comforted knowing that you are the source and that you are the one that is there for them and that will keep them strong. So we say thank you, God. We thank you for this divine messenger today who's coming in to give us what we need and what we need to hear. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. And amen. Minister Pearson, it's yours.
Okay. Thank you, Minister Browning, for that wonderful opportunity to share your platform. Sisters and brothers listening in, and I want to say that I'm so grateful for your presence and your energy that you're sending through your connection with this ministry today. My lesson, as you know, is our authentic self versus our learned self. And I have to share with you why I found it so important to present this particular lesson. Having worked with so many people doing the psychic intuitive spiritual-based readings and healing, find that it's an issue. The learned self becomes an issue to the point where people are open to and excited about what's being read about their life purpose, their higher self, their authentic self, and the possibilities for living true to their purpose for walking this earth and their life's journey. With that, I also find that the learned self comes into play that prohibits and causes obstacles to being able to cross that threshold into the wholeness of being and living your life by your own design and on your own terms, and how your God self is guiding you to present through your life in this lifetime. So I needed to do that because from my own perspective, I spent years spinning in the learned self and not understanding why I couldn't cross that threshold and what was stopping me from stepping forward into all that I knew that I was and could see for my life. And I don't want to see others spinning like that unnecessarily. So I wanted to bring it to your awareness so you have something to consider and look into for yourself if you choose to decide to work through it and be all that you can be. So I needed to say that. Thank you. As an expression of the divine, it's natural for us to be loving, joyous, happy, fulfilled, peaceful, successful, abundant, and perfect. So why doesn't that seem to be our everyday experience? Two passages from the Bible may give us a clue. The first passage is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, which reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." The second passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29 reads, "God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." Though stated in biblical terms, the first statement is scientifically correct. If there's one universal intelligence referred to as God, Goddess, Source, Divine Mind, etc., from which all creation originates, then we can't possibly be created as anything other than in its image and likeness. As mentioned previously, the qualities of the divine are love, joy, happiness, peace, harmony, abundance, and perfection. So consider this. How could the divine create anything unlike itself? It can't. Therefore, in truth, we're individualized expressions of pure love, pure joy, complete happiness, limitless peace, harmony, exquisite beauty, magnificence, absolute peace, and unbounded prosperity. This is how you were created and what you are in your truth. This is your authentic self, which is called in different schools of thought, your God, Goddess self, higher self, Christ self, inner self, core being. And there are many other names for it. Now, here's the variable that ties into the second passage. You were given an important gift at inception, and that is freedom of choice. You have the choice to agree with the inherent truth of your being and live your life from that awareness, or you have the choice to disregard it, ignore it, and push it away. Emerson stated, "We but half express ourselves and are ashamed of that divine idea which each of us represents." Mostly, though, it's not such a conscious choice, since most of us are born in families that have forgotten they are self-expression of the divine. They unknowingly pass misinformation on to us as children, and then over time become conditioned to that misinformation, and then it just plays out automatically. In that, we grow up believing that we are separate from the divine, our source, separate from its love intelligence which created us, and end up believing that we are inherently inadequate. When we disregard the truth that as our authentic self, we are beings created in the image and likeness, we by default reinvent ourselves in another image, a distorted image. As Mahatma Gandhi stated, "Freedom is not worth having if it does not include the freedom to make mistakes." We have the freedom to make mistakes, and we've made a grievous one. Many of us have made the mistake of forgetting who we are. Many are asleep to their inherent magnificence. The error is compounded by inventing a self that is not in line with our authentic self. That self is called the learned self. The learned self was developed from a belief that we're separate from the divine, our source, separate from our good, and separate from each other. The learned self incorporates a belief structure which includes the assumption that we are powerless, subject to the winds of fate, a victim of circumstances, alone, empty, and unloved. Generation after generation has erroneously assumed that this learned self is true human nature. We tend to accept without question, that the learned self is who we are for two reasons. It's what we were taught from the moment we were born, and two, society constantly reinforces this assumption. It's not the truth of us, but we believe it. Because until we discover otherwise, it's all we know. How could we all be fooled by an identity which is not truly us? When did we fall asleep to the truth of who we really are? This is a mystery to which no one has definite answers. So possibly, just possibly, these are questions to be taken inside and asked of your own inner wisdom. However, I found a person that has this mystery which represents some schools of thought. It's called a troubled sleep, which reads as follows. Eons ago, at a certain point in Earth's evolutionary cycle, we spirit beings incarnated as human beings to express divine love and experience life on this earth plane. At that time, we lived as the universe intended, peaceful, loving, prosperous beings living in the material world, yet fully aware of our spiritual essence. We lived, moved, and had our being in spirit. We lived in harmony with one another and with the realization we could create for ourselves anything we needed from the limitless, invisible source. Over time, because of the density of the physical world, we began to lose our interest in subtleties of our spiritual essence. Simply put, form became more appealing. We became enamored by the variety of forms which we created through the manifestation process, so much that we began to forget the divine intelligence behind the form. Because we're losing focus on our spiritual identity, we began to identify ourselves as a physical body. We began to notice differences in body types and skin color. And as soon as this occurred, we began to feel a sense of separation from our sisters and brothers. Judgment of others quickly followed suit. It was only a matter of time that we developed the notion we were separate from our creator, our source. The memory that we were an integral part of the universal intelligence was lost, and we began to believe in a God which was located outside of us. We forgot. God, we were co-creators and began to believe life just happened to us. We believed that we were victims of fate and judged things and experiences as good or bad. We created a God in our image and likeness. We assumed he judged us as good or bad, doled out or withheld his gifts accordingly. Consequently, we developed an erroneous concept that we were sinners deserving of punishment. We began to feel guilt, shame, and fear. We judged others and then loved or withheld our love accordingly. We developed a protective, defensive, and fearful way of interpreting life. We forgot that our fulfillment came from our connection with the infinite source, the divine within us, and then flowed out into our lives. As a result, we felt empty and began to crave things, people, and substances in the outer world in order to make us feel full. Because we lost our sense of inner fulfillment, we began to crave fulfillment, addictions, obsessions, and many forms of dysfunctional behavior developed as a natural consequence. The story ends with this statement. These erroneous perceptions gave birth to the learned self, which eventually robbed our awareness of the authentic self. This was our fall from grace. For most of us, this learned self has become dominant self today, and our authentic self is only glimpsed from time to time. It can be said that the learned self has served to humankind by allowing us to maneuver our way through a confused world which we've actually invented. However, the potential to express the authentic self remains within us at every single moment. Of one thing we can be sure, each of us enters this incarnation with a longing to wake from the ego dream and once again live in the full awareness of our authentic self. The learned self has an existence because we've given it one. It exists within us simultaneously alongside of our authentic self. The self to which we give our power is the one that is dominant. When one self is dominant, the other is recessive. In making the shift from expressing the learned self to the authentic self is to distinguish the difference between the two. Once we've understood how the two selves operate, it's easier to make the choice to shift. The best way to detect whether the learned self is operating is to observe your thoughts and feelings. When you're in alignment with the learned self, the feelings you have may be obvious or subtle and difficult to pin down. I simply feel a lack of aliveness and vibrancy and edginess or a feeling of being incomplete. You may feel inadequate, unworthy, or small. You might have a sense of emptiness and try to fill yourself up with things in the outer world in a compulsive way. Not realizing the learned self is in control, you may feel compelled to, for instance, eat too much, drink much, spend too much, do too much, talk incessantly, and so on. You crave something to fill up the empty hole you feel inside, or at least distract you long enough so you won't notice you're not expressing your true divine nature or authentic self. When you're in alliance with your learned self, you tend to judge yourself and others. You may focus on your own flaws and begin to compare yourself to others. You may suffer from feelings of inferiority. You may become critical of someone's behavior or even their appearance, which causes us to overlook the beauty and magnificence which is innately within a person, particularly when they're not expressing it at the time. The learned self is confused. It relies on outward conditions to identify itself or to puff itself up with statements like, I'm terrific because I have a nice car, and I'm important because I have an important sounding title. I'm worthy of attention because I have a beautiful wife or a handsome husband, or my child is on the honor roll. There's nothing wrong with these things in and of themselves. However, the problem arises when you rely on external conditions to measure your worth. Not only that, outer conditions are in a constant state of flux. It is because your child may get in trouble next year, or your husband or wife may leave you, or you may be sacrificing what you really want to do for a living. You may be giving up what truly makes your heart sing in order to have the important title which society has told you will make you happy. When you believe you are your achievements or your failures, what you have or don't have, how your body looks or doesn't look, and so on, then you're identifying with the learned self. Living through the learned self means no matter how great you make your body look, how many degrees you can earn, how many things you can acquire or accomplish, or how perfect you can make your life look, none of it will ever make you feel fulfilled or truly happy as long as you believe those things define who you are. It will always be based on a false notion that wholeness is not already within you and that you are in need of being fixed. Trying to fill an empty hole that's bottomless only gives you the illusion that the more you stuff into it, the more the emptiness will go away. This is a common mistake many people who are in the personal or spiritual growth track make. It's the need to fix me because I'm not okay now syndrome. On that constant wheel of obsessing over evolving into where they see themselves as never quite good enough or fixed enough to reach the goal. I've known this well, and probably many of you too. It's like riding this perpetual wheel of suffering that will not end until you choose to experience a life lived from the awareness of the authentic self. There's an anonymous quote that reads, "No matter what form it takes, the only problem we ever have is an identity problem." There's Reverend Nirvana Gale once said, "You are not a work in progress. You are a masterpiece unfolding." The awareness that you are a masterpiece unfolding is the awareness of the authentic self. The authentic self that lives in a different world than that of the learned self. Being aligned with the authentic self is to be centered in the recognition that because you are the self-expression of the divine, you are inherently beautiful, perfect, magnificent, and complete. You don't need to acquire or accomplish anything to become this. You simply need to acknowledge and accept that you're it already while allowing yourself to live true to it. When you come from the awareness that you are already complete, the manifestation of your heart's desires is a simple and natural process. Instead of determining your self-worth by your accomplishments, when you come from the awareness of your authentic self, your accomplishments are natural expressions of who you are. Hopefully you can see the difference. There's a richness in realizing your life through the authentic self. The shift and perception appears subtle, yet the transformation in your life will be radical. The authentic self is the place of power, peace, limitless love within you. Your authentic self is fully connected with the divine, God, goddess, universal intelligence, source, however you choose to call it. Your authentic self is fully connected with it at all times. The higher consciousness has never been hurt, harmed, or endangered in any way. Yes, it has experienced the exact same situations you have, and it does because it's you. The difference is, through the authentic self, it's the way your situations and circumstances are perceived. They're perceived differently. When you're in alignment with your authentic self, you're centered in the flow of life itself. You're automatically expressing your potential in every area and performing each task at your peak level. You move in the world on purpose and in the direction of your vision. Obstacles are seen as mere stepping stones toward your good. You recognize that you're inherently blessed and you see everyone else the same way. There's a radiance, a light about you that originates from your eyes and touches all with whom you come into contact. It's an attractive energy which draws positive people and experiences to you. Your authentic self is also your intuitive voice. It's the seat of all inner wisdom and insight. Some of the qualities that represent from the authentic self are when you know you're in alignment with source. You feel and express love and compassion. You're joyous, radiant, and powerful. You know your own wholeness. you're committed to fulfilling your vision, and your obstacles become stepping stones. Not only that, you're forgiving. You embrace yourself to express your potential. You're aware of and trust your intuition and divine guidance. You're in the flow, in the zone, so to speak, and peak experiences. You can probably relate to some of these qualities. This authentic self is known by a variety of names. Inner self, Christ self, higher self, Holy Spirit, God, Goddess self, true self, the soul, and conscious, among others. Ralph Waldo Emerson referred to it as the oversoul. The authentic self is our true self, exemplary of our divine nature. The learned self struggles for recognition and domination over our authentic self. While it may be controlling our behavior a majority of the time, it can never overtake our true or authentic self, which is our divine identity. Ultimately, the learned self will be seen for what it is, our creation. The authentic self, if we allow it, will ultimately prevail. This is an archetypal story of the struggle of good over evil that's been with us since there were people to tell it. It's had many interpretations as there are interpreters. A good, juicy drama is an engaging experience. It fascinates us. Perhaps because we so enjoy a good drama, we give power to something that has no inherent reality. The only reason good appears to struggle over evil is because we consider evil to be a legitimate part of the working universe. If there's only one power and divine intelligence from which all is created, evil can't exist. When you fully recognize the non-reality of the learned self, its shadow will fade to nothingness. No struggle is required in the process, only a commitment to train ourselves to recognize the learned self, then realign with the authentic self. There's some exercises I'd like to introduce that'll assist you with making the shift from your learned self to your authentic self. The first exercise relates to defining the difference between the learned self and the authentic self. Everyone experiences their learned self in different ways. So identifying your feelings and behavior will help you determine when the learned self is in control. You can start by listing ways you feel when you are aligned with your learned self. Then list how you behave when you're in alignment with your learned self. Then flip the script and list how you feel when you are aligned with your authentic self, and ways you behave when you are aligned with your authentic self. You may be aligned with your learned self for some time before you recognize that it's actually running you. That's okay. As you progress, you'll learn to catch it earlier each time and make the shift. The moment you do realize you're in alignment with your learned self, just take a moment for yourself in private if possible and just get quiet, get centered, and recognize where you're functioning from. Without judgment and with an emphasis on self-love, just follow through and communicate to yourself, speaking words of understanding that for that moment, you forgot who you are, and then remind yourself of who you are through affirmation, prayer, scripture, or just speaking the nature of the divine and accepting that it's who you are. Then follow up with action. Do something you know is alignment with your authentic self, like something as simple as looking in the mirror and telling yourself, I love you. Go for a walk in nature. Allow your creativity to express through writing, drawing, singing, or dancing. Or just pick up the phone and make that call you've been putting off to a loved one. Just get creative, for there are many ways to express your authentic self through action. Now, there's another tool to assist you in making the shift from your learned self to your authentic self. And that's through the process of journaling. Now, I'm a strong advocate of journaling, and I do it every day. It works wonders. I'm not kidding you. Wonders in the healing and awakening process. And it also assists you with clarity and connecting with your inner God, God. Now, if the learned self feeds off unawareness, your healing will occur when you become aware. The most effective way to do this is by journaling. And journaling is an excellent way to catch those doubts before they result in self-sabotaging behavior. If you feel you can come sometimes to a point where you just feel like you're coming to a stop, or you're losing interest in something that had you fired up in your spirit only a short time ago. You can be sure there is something going on just below the level of the consciousness where the learned self hides. Encountering obstacles which are becoming increasingly difficult to overcome, or you find yourself listening to someone who insists your idea is a bad one, or you have a nagging sensation that you're not good enough, not smart enough, not disciplined enough to have your dreams fulfilled, then it's time to sit down and start journaling. It does wonders to clear your mind and give you an outlet to journey within. If you choose to do it, the best time is in the morning upon rising. But if that's not possible, then any time that you feel inclined to do so, or just before bed. And this is simple. Just take a pen in hand and put it to the paper. Simply let the thoughts flow from a stream of consciousness and don't censor it. Just let it flow. You might want to begin your journaling session with questions. And you can start with a question like, if this applies, why am I suddenly feeling unworthy? Or what is it that's stopping me? Then just get quiet and it's very effective. You can even pray for divine guidance. Then allow your intuitive self, your inner God, goddess, to answer the question by using your hand to write. Don't be afraid to explore the voice of your learned self or the voice of your authentic self. This is a process through which you can also connect with your authentic self and receive guidance, answers to questions, access that divine part of yourself for inspiration. When working with your learned self, remember, it will only hurt you if you remain unaware of it. Why is it telling you you're not good enough? Are those reasons absolute truths, simply perceptions? You can ask, who am I really? And have your authentic self respond. You can just sit and write what you're feeling, thinking, or just needing to express. It's a chance to be free, freely expressing yourself. Allow your thoughts to be guided by that place of limitless love within you. Making the shift requires attention and along with patience and a multitude of self-love. If you want to walk that process, stick with it because the rewards are tremendous. As you learn to shift your attention and your power to the authentic self, you automatically will wipe out a host of problems that were caused by identifying with your learned self. And again, I want to say that the learned self is not a bad thing. It just is what it is. we grow on this earth and we are affected and influenced by society and things around us, and we start formulating ideas and perceptions about ourselves based on what we're finding and realizing from the world around us. So it's just a part. It's a part of who we've made ourselves to be. And as long as we're running those models, the conditioning amplifies and the imprints go deeper. But it's not a flaw. It's in a way, it's a way of protecting ourselves from a lot of what we experience walking through our life. However, the joy and beauty is in the fact that we live our divine nature. It's within us. It's there to emerge and be a part of our life in a way that we're living from it successfully and abundantly. I know that it may seem like you have many problems. In truth, you have only one, and that's forgetting who you truly are. Once you develop the muscle to express your authentic self, problems you assumed were difficult to solve clear up on their own accord. Reverend Joan Steadman wrote the following insightful passage for the Science magazine. It reads, "It takes courage to relinquish smallness and be willing to express our unlimited potential. Such a way of life may seem overwhelming, yet we can always remember that we of ourselves do nothing. Rather, the indwelling presence accomplishes the appointed task. In true humility, we trust that we can fulfill the greatness of our divine purpose by the power of God that lives, moves, and has its being as us. Our spiritual mandate is to allow God to be God as us in all of its magnificence and glory. Up to us to accept this great and noble charge, to say yes to the impulse of spirit that is always yearning to express more and more as us. If you haven't already, it's now time to awaken from the dream that we are separate from the divine, from source. If we must finally open our eyes and gaze upon the kingdom of heaven, which metaphysically is a state of consciousness that reflects the nature of the divine as expressed through our authentic self. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, but we must do the accepting. There are two parts to the spiritual principle. The gift has already been given, but the gift is not complete until you accept it and embrace it. The authentic self, as said, is known by a variety of names. It doesn't matter what you call it. The point is to call upon it. Invite your true self, your authentic self, to reveal itself to you and through you. And this is very possible because in our divine nature, we are also spiritual beings that possess the same qualities and attributes of the divine. Part and parcel, in your inner self, you have an inner wisdom. You're intuitive. You can read the energies around you. We're doing these things every day, all the time, and are not quite aware of the fact that we are doing so. So you have full capability to see, if you're not already seeing, the divinity within you through your authentic self, and have the courage to embrace it and realize it in your daily walk. You owe it to yourself. You were born and created and ordained to live from that perspective and have the fruit bearing in your life. You are unique. You are unique beings, my sisters and brothers. There's no one else who expresses in your special and beautiful way. You have a divine purpose, and were created to do something that had not been realized in quite the same way. No one else has your special gift. When you're in alignment with your authentic self, you are automatically in your right place, and where you stand is holy ground. You are the light of the world. This is what Master Teacher Yeshua instructed us. When you're able to let go of the learned self, you will allow the light of your authentic self to shine in the world. Not only will your life be transformed, but you, my sisters and brothers, will serve as a light to guide others out of the darkness. There's no greater gift you can give than that. You're a beacon of the divine light, and all that you are speaks to that when you stand valiantly in your authentic self. I'd like to recite a passage from A Course in Miracles. The passage reads, "Why wait for heaven? Those who seek the light are merely covering their eyes. The light is in them now. Enlightenment is but a recognition, not a change at all." That speaks to the fact that who you are in your authentic self or true self is and has always been within you waiting to emerge. Just trust. Just trust in the divinity within you. Trust in the fact that you are made in the image and likeness of the divine. And there is nothing, nothing that can elude you when you walk in that knowing through your authentic self. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the Alpha and the Omega in this world, expressing as the divine nature through all that you are. Now, I'd like to do a little interactive exercise with you. And I'm going to recite an affirmation that, if you choose, I'd like for you to follow along and repeat after me. This affirmation is affirming your commitment to expressing your authentic self. Okay, are you ready? Here's the first line. This moment, I call forth my authentic self to be fully expressed. this moment, I invoke loving, joyful, confident, creative, powerful, radiant self. This is my true essence. I let go and let my authentic self lead the way. I welcome you to create your own affirmation to empower you living true to your authentic self. So, with that, I'd like to reiterate, take time, just take the time to go within and explore through some of the exercises that were offered in order to embrace, one, the learned self first, so that way it's easier to transition into living through your authentic self. Now, to prepare for prayer, I ask you to follow me as I guide you through a white light breathing exercise that will position you for prayer. Okay, let's start by getting into a comfortable position, and if you can, close your eyes. Just take a quick deep breath in and exhale just to relax your body. Okay. Now, as you slowly inhale deeply, imagine a white light coming down through the top of your head, moving down through your body to your heart. Inhale slowly and allow the light to just travel down your body into your heart. Now, hold the breath and the light in your heart. As you begin to exhale slowly, imagine the white light traveling down from your heart through the rest of your body and out of your feet deep into the earth. Now just let your body relax as you remain aware of stillness within. Thank you. In profound oneness with the divine, I pray your soul has been nourished and you embrace wholeheartedly the divine creation that you are through the divinity of your authentic self. Let your light based on unconditional love and acceptance shine upon this earth, bringing a ray of healing to all upon it. You have the power to do so. I pray, allow the God Goddess within to guide you to live true to the blessing you are to all in your world. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world by being who you are. I pray that you come to see, know, and embrace the divine beauty and perfection within you as you acknowledge the divine in your life while embracing your inner guidance and having courage to walk in concert on the blessed path that unfolds for you. I pray that you embrace the quiet charisma of your inner spirit, guiding you to remain loyal to all that you are. I pray that you embrace the divine essence of all that you are, seeing your life as a divine masterpiece of which you are the creating artist, seeing the divine grandeur of your life and seeing the divine creator within you. I pray sisters and brothers, that you speak the mandates of your heart into your life experience. I pray that you walk the extraordinary journey of your life with the grace of a master, expressing your divine nature as taught by the master teacher Yeshua, seeing his light within you. I pray you stand without faltering on a platform of your birthright to walk your walk with the power and sure-footedness of God, Goddess, and talk your talk. Talk your talk from your heart as you speak the words of the divine within you. I pray that you acknowledge your authentic self, and as the divine, you know in all that you speak and do, in all that you are, you have the power and grace to influence the world while you express the love of the Creator within you, truly blessing each soul that crosses your path. I pray that you always remember the divine gift that you are, the light of the world that you are expressing as your magnificent, authentic self. Much peace and abundant blessings to you, my sisters and brothers, for you are a light. Amen. I'd like to open the door of being in service to you if you're so inclined. Through the work that I do, my spiritual practice, I again assist people with transitioning and realizing their authentic self, any issues, any concerns, life purpose. There is a litany of things that come through in the psychic, intuitive, spiritual-based readings. So I'd like to give you my website address if you'd like more information. It's J. L. Pearson, initial J, so L, P, E, A, R, S, O, N .com. www.jlpearson.com. You'll find my contact information there if you'd like to have a conversation about what the possibilities are through this type of work. And I'd like to say thank you so, so much for your presence today. Remember to honor yourself and stand tall in all that you are in the divinity of your inner God, Goddess. Abundant blessings and peace, and create a beautiful and magnificently blessed week.
Thank you so much, Minister Pearson, for that wonderful word of knowledge and information. She's a true teacher, isn't she? She's a true teacher, and she gave you some things that you can work with, some things that you can utilize to enhance your life and to be able to bring forth that express your authentic self, which is the God self, the God self. And now, you know, every show that I do, I always remind you of who you truly are. Gods and goddesses in the flesh, and that is that I am present inside of you that vibrates and keep you going. That is part of your authentic self. That is a part of yourself that truly is. The other part is the side that you have learned to be, but your authentic self is that I am present inside of you that allows and to bring forth. So embrace more of that. Is that with the message today, to embrace more of your authentic God self and allow that side to express itself in a higher state of consciousness and awareness at all times. And you will be on the road of wellness and understanding when you allow that I am present to come through and express. It is waiting and ready to express itself, and you have to become more confident and more belief in your own ability that of who and whom you are. Gods and goddesses in the flesh, my brothers and sisters, that's who you are. That's truly who you are, okay? So express it. Don't let nobody tell you any different. There you are, that. So express that and allow it to flow. I'll see you tomorrow morning for 7:30, all right? Have a wonderful, wonderful day.